something that people used to use for sharpening a straight razor on.
Strap.
Uh-huh.
Razor strap.
What about sharpening a small knife?
Whet rock.
Uh-huh. And something big like an axe?
Well, grindstone. Right?
Huh? A grindstone.
Uh-huh.
One right there. But it's not put up.
Uh-huh. And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
3-in-1 machine oil.
Uh-huh. What if you used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene. Kerosene. Cool oil or kerosene.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
This is the same thing. Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
You never saw that?
They took a pen and added onto the wick.
Well, that's different. That's not what she's talking about.
No, I was talking about pouring some kerosene in a bottle and...
Take a rag and make it...
make a lot.
Kind of make a... candlestick holder, like, out of a bottle.
You know the wick could wear out and get short? I seen her take a claw and strip it down like that, pin it, stick it back in the lamp, burn it. Added feed the coal oil to the other, to the, you know, till we got another wick.
Mm-hmm. Say some people had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. They'd say they were going to
launch the boat.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Oh, we got canoes. We got...
I don't know. They have...
Piro.
That's what they have in Cajun countries, piro.
Uh-huh.
And then just a rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
And...
that's rowed with your hand, you know, a paddle.
Then they have motor boats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that has a motor.
Not
a rowboat.
Not too many.
Flat or pointed it?
Pointed.
Is it pointed? It's pointed at one end.
Seen
it's pointed at one end and sawed off like this to the end.
Pointed both ends.
That's a piro.
Piro. Well, a boat, you can make it even way. You can make it square at both ends. Make it flat bottom. What you call a flat bottom boat? Like this table. Flat bottom. It'll float. It'll work. Just, it don't have, you can make it sharp or you can make it square. Either one you want to. But them pieros, they run them maces, behind them, make them sharp at both ends, you know. Because it cut the water better. You know what I mean? It'll stick up like that. Mm-hmm. Flat bottom, what we call a flat bottom, let it flat, it don't get up.
I just, about the biggest thing I know about a boat, I wouldn't get in one of them.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him,
here's your clothes, put on your underwear first,
okay.
Your shirt next, your overalls next, and your socks and your shoes.
Okay. And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would tell him, now, you don't need to be scared,
I ain't gonna hurt you.
I won't hurt you, I'll take care of it.
Okay. And say if I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no, and
was my sister or somebody like that. But it wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Sample.
And something that a woman would wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
And... you say a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Dress up.
Uh-huh. He'd wear his
new, it's a good shoes, it's a good pants, it's a good shirt, coat and tie.
Uh-huh. What about the coat and